Wesco Home Furnishings has the best furniture at the best prices every day. With 12 area stores, it's easy to shop. Visit WescoHomeFurnishings.com for locations and to shop our brands.
In the studio, we welcome Sheriff Randy Kaiser, Jasper County Sheriff. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
We wanted to talk a little bit about the new gun laws that went into effect on January 1st and how it's going to affect Missouri residents as a whole. And the big one is the constitutional right to carry, which also now means you can conceal carry without a CCW.
Yeah, that's right. Our new law permits Missourians to carry concealed without a permit. So basically, the places that you had to have a permit to carry before, you can now carry without a permit.
But if there's still a sign up, you cannot carry it into that business or hospitals or schools.
That's correct. There's a list of places that are restricted areas. Obviously airports, hospitals, schools, county government, local city government, police stations, sheriff's offices, places like that that are still prohibited for conceal and carry, just like they were before when you had a permit.
So now what does this mean for permits? You can still get one if you wanted a permit.
Yeah, and actually, so there's a couple of things. First of all, I would recommend that anybody that wants to carry a concealed weapon, that's a big responsibility. I would recommend that they get some training in how to use that firearm, and also some education on when it's appropriate to use deadly force. Not everybody knows the particulars about when it's appropriate to use deadly force, and I think that the citizen that takes on the responsibility of carrying a concealed weapon should educate themselves and train themselves so that they're doing that the right way. And secondly, with regards to your answering your question, the permit is required if you're going to travel out of state and want to carry concealed while you're traveling out of state, because you won't have reciprocity in a lot of states without a permit.
Okay. What about in reference to Kansas specifically?
So Kansas has constitutional carry there as well. So it just depends on the particulars of their, what their laws are as far as whether or not they honor other states that don't require a permit. So all the states are different. The safe bet is if you're going to travel into another state and want to carry concealed, is just to get it, go ahead and get a permit in Missouri.
So it's better be safe than sorry. Don't do
well, it. Well, I think it is, especially if you want to carry concealed in another state. Now, of course, you can travel into another state with your firearm, but you just need to be cognizant of what their laws are as far as carrying concealed. A lot of states have, like Missouri, have open carry laws where you can basically carry open and don't need any kind of permit or anything. And so just kind of depends on where you're at and where you're going.
Now, we were also talking about mentioning the use of deadly force. Now, the Castle Doctrine was also expanded this year as well to not only include the homeowner who could use deadly force inside of your home, but also a guest in your home.
Yeah, that's right. So, the Castle Doctrine is basically not one law, but it's just kind of a set of laws or a group of laws that encompass a philosophy of protecting yourself and protecting your home. And that's one of the changes that was made this year was people that are guests in the home have basically the same right as the homeowner himself or herself. And, but the truth of it is you've always had the right to protect yourself against a imminent threat of serious physical injury or death, no matter where you're at. If you're right in somebody else's home, or if you're in your home, or if you're walking down the sidewalk, that's always existed. So really, it basically the law change has added a little bit of civil protection there for you as well. That's one of the new changes that came about.
Right. Okay.
So the important thing that you're wanting to get out there is, still, if you want to carry a CCW, is an important thing.
Yes.
You need to be going out and doing that certification, getting that training.
That's my message that I would like to get out there, is that if you want to carry concealed, no, you don't have to have a permit. Now with this new law change, but just take some time to educate yourself, first of all, on what the laws are concerning the use of force, and secondly, spend some time training with your firearm, whether it be just with yourself, by yourself, and some friends on the range, or maybe even a certified instructor. Spend some time training on how to use that firearm, how to carry it safely, and those things, I think, fulfill your obligation of responsibility when you carry concealed.
you know, we hear about a lot of different stories all the time. I know we have some local stories in the region about where someone has used deadly force in the past. There was a viral video going around just yesterday, day before yesterday, a gun shop in Ohio was in a holdup situation. Individuals came in with masks and guns, and the gun shop owner reached out, boom, boom, shot the guy dead right in his store.
I wouldn't think that'd be the smartest place to go.
Hold up, you wouldn't hit a gun shop.
Why you do that in a gun store just seems crazy to me.
But yeah, he shot the guy though.
I was wondering, has the county seen any issues so far with this new law being already in effect, you know, for just less than 2 weeks now? Has there been any issues? Are law enforcement officers, are they worried about, you know, everyone having a gun on them?
You know, we have not had any issues. Law enforcement officers treat all situations the same way. We proceed with caution. If we're responding to a call for service or if we're stopping a vehicle on the road, we always proceed with caution. You know, we have always assumed that the person in the vehicle or the person where we're going to the call for service, we always assume that they have a firearm with them. And we, you know, make determinations about whether or not there's going to be a concern for our safety based on what our observations are and how our conversation goes. But we always assume that folks have a firearm with them that doesn't cause us undue concern. We understand that even before this law passed, people that are inclined to shoot law enforcement officers were already carrying guns anyway, right? So this hasn't changed anything. It just gives the law-abiding citizens the opportunity to carry concealed.
KZRG News Time 720, speaking with Sheriff Randy Kaiser. Got a question about, okay, I'm in a car stop situation. I've been pulled over, and I have a weapon on me. What should I do?
Well, I taught concealed and carry classes for many, many years, and I always told people the best thing that you can do is, first of all, just leave the firearm wherever it's at, okay? If it's in your waistband or if it's in your center console or under the front seat, wherever it's at, just leave it there. Don't go digging around for it. When you go digging around for stuff while the law officer is walking up to your car, it tends to make them a little nervous. And just tell them when they get to the window, officer, I have a firearm and it's located in my waistband or in my center console or in my glove box. Just put that right out on the table right off the bat. That doesn't, like I said, it doesn't cause us undue alarm or concern. Usually the instruction will be is, okay, just leave it where it's at. If it's in your center console or if it's in your glove box, just leave it there and we'll proceed with getting the car stop finished and with it remaining there.
What is the process of getting a CCW?
An 8-hour safety qualification class is required. That class, by statute, has certain things that have to be taught. One is the laws concerning the use of force. Another is a qualification. You actually go on the range and you have to be able to hit the target. Some information about the safely carrying a firearm on your person and the safe storage in your home. There's a variety of other things that are taught in that 8-hour class. And once you've completed that class, you take that certificate down to the sheriff's office and you can get a permit.
All right. Well, we appreciate your update this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Sheriff Randy Kaiser, Jasper County. Thank you. KZRG News Time, 722.